I thought something to sort of help set the tone for this meeting was a quote that Geshe Gelug had about compassion when he was teaching back in June. And he said, "Progress takes time and requires the practice of patience. My point here is that our goal should be that through this institution," he was talking about Kanapa Center, "more compassionate human beings will be produced. This institution, the goal is not to produce more Buddhists. That is not my goal. That shouldn't be the goal. The goal must be more compassionate human beings coming from this institution. Then this institution is serving its purpose very well." So I'll turn it over to Robbie to talk about this institution and what we're doing.
Okay, thank you, Venerable Chokyi, and thank you, everyone. We're going to have, this is our annual membership meeting, and we're going to keep it short and to the point and have an opportunity for questions, but this is a chance to introduce people to everything that's going on in front of the scenes and behind the scenes to keep Kadampa Center running. It's a really an amazing organization when you think about it. For people who don't know me, my name is Robbie Watkins. I'm the center director, and I'm the person to blame for everything you don't like about Kadampa Center, so we can get that out of the way. Everything that goes on at Kadampa Center, all the activities, are to support the spiritual practice of the people who come here. So with that in mind, I'm going to ask Donna Cease to lead off. If people don't know, Donna Cease is transitioning from her position in the administrative side to assistant spiritual program coordinator. She'll be working with Sarah Brooks. And as the spiritual program is the most important part of Kadampa Center, I'd like to ask Donna to start off. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm a pale substitute, but I'll do my best. Here's what the spiritual programs offers. The focus of our spiritual programs is to preserve the tradition of the Gelug tradition, specifically as presented by Lama Yeshe and Lama Zopa Rinpoche, and we strive to provide for the spiritual needs of our students. The majority of our program is based on FPMT education programs, Meditation 101, Buddhism in a Nutshell, Discovering Buddhism, and the Basic Program. These are offered at FPMT centers all over the world and online, so we have a consistent curriculum within our organization. We are incredibly fortunate to have a fully qualified resident teacher, Geshe Gelug Choda, who has been teaching at Kadampa Center for 15 years. Based on the requests and needs of our students, Geshe teaches on texts, such as the Wednesday night Lam Rim Chenmo class, FPMT courses, basic meditation and mind training for daily life on Sundays, and leads retreats, gives refuge, and guides us in many other ways. Geshe Sangpo has just been approved as a second resident teacher, so he will be leading classes at the center very soon. We also have special visiting FPMT teachers, including Venerable George Chernoff, who's coming this week. Venerable George will teach the basic program, which requires pre-registration. He'll be teaching on Sunday mornings. He'll offer a special Saturday workshop on emptiness and the Vajrakutta Sutra, which is the Vajrakutta Sutra, which will happen in a couple of weeks. And he will also guest teach when a couple classes when Discovering Buddhism starts up again. Our Light of the Path retreats are important to the entire international community, and it's a great way to get a better sense of the entire FPMT family if you're ever able to go. Lama Zopa Rinpoche teaches these two-week retreats on the core text of our lineage, Lama Atisha's Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment. When we requested the teachings, he suggested we have five of these retreats, and we hope to have the fourth one next year. It is being developed into an FPMT course called Living in the Path. We have a number of additional Sangha and lay students leading classes, so a very busy schedule of programming. Feedback and requests are welcome, so we know more about what you need and want. And a couple of highlights about what's coming this fall, besides Venerable George coming, we will be starting the new two-year cycle of Discovering Buddhism on Monday, October 6th. That's just 3 weeks from tomorrow. And the Relics Tour will be here again in November, the weekend before Thanksgiving. This is a collection of sacred relics of many Buddhist masters, and it's really amazing to experience. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna. And I'm going to ask people to hold questions till the end so we can get through all the presentations, and then people will be available for questions. So that's really what Kadampa Center is about, the spiritual program. Everything else that's going on is to support that. In order to do that, we have a board of directors. I'd like to ask Emmett, the president of our board of directors, to stand up, please. And let's see, anyone else who's on the board who's here today, please stand up. And we have a couple members. Yeah, and you can get their names online. And they're the big picture people responsible for the legal aspects of running the center, the financial aspects of running the center, and long-term planning. So if you have any concerns or ideas or suggestions, talk to someone on the board. Going down from the board, one of their major responsibilities is fundraising, managing the finances, and I'm going to ask David Strievel and Susan Potter. David Strievel is a member of the board of directors. He was our treasurer, and Susan Potter is the chairman of the Inspiring Generosity Committee, so they're going to give a very brief financial presentation.
So I'm David Strievel. I've been on the board several years, and as Robbie mentioned, used to be the treasurer. And we're going to do just a very short presentation on our finances today, focused on expenses. And we're going to talk here about the expense budget for our center here in Raleigh. And our budget shows that we expect to need $216,000 this year to pay all of our expenses here. And that's to employ 2 people full-time and 4 people part-time. It's to pay our mortgage and all the utility bills and everything else that keeps things going here. So that's $18,000 a month. And the actual expenses so far this year, through a few days ago, are $153,000. And the corresponding income from donations here is $125,000. So there's quite a gap there. We have a cash flow deficit of $28,000 so far this year, which just means donations are not keeping up with expenses. We have 8.5 months worth of expenses, and we have 7 months worth of income. And with that as the basis, then Susan is going to talk about how our money is raised through our generosity campaign and sustainer campaign.
So there is a committee, the Inspiring Generosity Committee, renamed recently from the Financial Development Committee, but our goal is to inspire generosity among our membership. We have a very rich spiritual program. Thank you, Don and Sarah, and everybody who attends. And that program is inspiration, I believe, for people to donate, to demonstrate how they want to participate and sort of what the benefit is in people's lives. This is a chart of our donor income for 2014, and you can, and these are rounded, but these numbers are accurate numbers. This is sort of rounded for simplicity. But we have 4 people who this year, since January 1st, have donated over $5,000. The total for these 4 people who have contributed is $35,000. We have 4 people who have given in the $3,000 to $5,000 range. That amount has come to $16,000. And so you can see that the number of people that we have who've given over $1,000 to the center is 32 people in all. And they've contributed just around, I think that comes to 90-some thousand dollars. And then we have a larger number of people who've given at these levels for a total of 183 people overall, members and visitors and people who have taken classes have donated this $125,000 approximately that has come in so far. So
I also wanted to give just a report on the monthly sustainer program that we introduced just this year, where we were encouraging people to become monthly sustainers or donate on a regular monthly basis so that the center would have an idea of what they could expect each month to even out some of the ups and downs of what we have experienced over the past 15 years or so. And we have a total of 73 monthly donors. Thank you very much for all of that. This is the amounts that they have committed to give each month, and that works out to this amount of money per year. So we have two donors of the 73 who send in, either through their credit card or through a monthly check, $300 a month. And those two people, those contributions add to $7,200 per year. We have two people who every month have committed $250. That is a $6,000 contribution each month. We have four people at the $200 level. So you can see, I won't go through each one, but you can see the numbers of people that we have. Sort of this is in the $165 to $170 range. I just broke this down just sort of logically, which, you know, when I looked at it. So this total of 73 people, all of this comes to just under $6,000 a month, which the sustainer program then serves as a sort of a base of support that we can count on of $72,000 per year. So, thank you. I'll get it.
So now we'd just like to conclude with the thoughts about how we would like to finish out the year 2014. And first of all, I should say that all our bills are actually paid, even though we have a cash flow deficit for the year and donations here in Raleigh have not equaled our expenses. We've had surpluses from past years that we've had as savings, and we've had a surplus this year at the Light of the Path retreat. So we're actually spending some of that money to keep things going here. So all the bills are being paid. We're not behind on anything. We would like to have an operation where the donations here in Raleigh meet the expenses here in Raleigh. So with that as our goal, we have these numbers here where we expect that expenses here in our operation will be $63,000 for the rest of this year. That's 3.5 months at $18,000 a month. And then we would like to wipe out the $28,000 deficit. So adding those two together comes to $91,000 we would like to raise in the rest of this year, 3.5 months. And we have the sustainer giving campaign, as Susan just talked about, bringing in about $6,000 a month. So that should be $21,000, which leaves a $70,000 number that we need to raise from other donations. And we know that every year we have a surge of giving as the annual appeal cranks up for each year. Many people give a one-time donation or they make extra donations near year end, and that's good. The only cautionary note is that we have never had a year-end surge of giving as big as $70,000. This is a little, we've often had a deficit in the middle of years before. There's always a surge of donations at the beginning. Expenses usually just keep going month after month, right about the same. So oftentimes by the middle of the year, we do have a deficit. But every year lately, we have managed to wipe it out. This year, we're going to have to work a little harder. There's going to have to be a few more bucks moved from accounts into Kadampa Center's account in order to wipe out this deficit because it's bigger. But this is our goal for the rest of the year. We need a total income, we think, to operate just at break-even for the year. We'd have to raise $91,000. And that means we need the sustainers to continue their work, which is wonderful, but then we would need $70,000 additional. So that's the summary of our report.
But I think we really can do it because
Last year we had over $40,000 come in during what we're calling the surge in December. And we've got, Sandy's going to talk about some other fundraising events coming up and lots of opportunities in the fall. So I'm confident that we will get here.
I think we will too.
Thank you.
Take a lot of donations.
Thank you for that vote of confidence. And I just want to clarify, when you said we had two full-time employees, you're referring to Geshe Gelug and Geshe Samba. Correct. Okay. So Kadampa Center is run by four part-time employees, basically. So the budget is bare, bare bones. Continuing on. Yes. Yes. But in terms of paid, what shows up on the accounts, it's bare, bare bones in terms of staff. Let's see, is Aaron here? Yes. I think one of the things that makes Kadampa Center unique, and I think the entire FPMT, is our outstanding young people and children's program. And it's a huge, huge source of this is where the growth in Kadampa Center is. And Aaron is the head honcho there, so I'm going to turn it over to her for a couple minutes.
Oh, if the kids thought that, that'd be great. So I didn't start the Children and Youth Program. I just have to say it took many years and many, many efforts to get it going, and that was definitely the most difficult part. Everyone's aware we have a Sunday morning program. It's real obvious that we're here when we're here. We also do some family programs. We had a family camp last year. We didn't make it this year, but we're currently planning family camp for May of 2015. Hope lots of people can join us for that. We have family opportunities on holy days, such as making lanterns on Lama Tsongkhapa Day. It's a great way for the family to create merit, come together, have fun. We like to celebrate the Tibetan New Year, learn about Tibet and celebrate. And we organize gifts for the children at the Christmas holiday. As far as our Sunday morning program, it's rocking and rolling. We've got a great preschool team. Most of the parents who attend regularly all volunteer in the preschool room. We've just created some new visual resources, some new games to connect the wisdom groups and the 16 guidelines and practice with cooperative games. Our elementary classes, we're transitioning from just a few teachers creating their own resources to this, like, big repository of lesson plans and resources, and ultimately we hope to share that with other centers. Our second through fourth grade class continues to be our largest class. Our fifth through eighth grade class meets right out here. We're working on kind of transitioning between the 16 guidelines and kind of laying a foundation for more Dharma-based learning, and a lot with communication and relationship building at that age. High school, we have a teen Dharma class with an amazing leader. Need to develop more volunteers on that team. They meet twice a month from 12:15 to 2, Dharma, some youth group type interactions, and of course pizza, very important. And I'd love to do more for the teens. Everything we do is dependent on volunteers and participants. So the more people we have and the more volunteers we have, the more we'll just keep going and going and going.
Thank you very much. And now I'm going to ask Sandy to come up and talk about membership and communication, the glue that ties everything together.
I, of course, had an idea of a wonderful PowerPoint, and it came down to this, okay? So the first thing I'm going to ask is, how many of you are members of Kadampa Center? You've signed the book, you've gone online, you're members, okay? Next, hands down, how many of you are visitors thinking about it, not quite there yet, or I haven't had a chance to meet with you and sign you up? Okay, well, welcome. Just go with the flow right now, okay? How many of you are accessing your member online membership information? How many of you are accessing online to see all of the wonderful things we've got going on the website? You can stream the teachings. You can download the audio teachings. Take advantage of this, and we're working on building this area up even more for our members. How many of you have no clue with the last time you updated your member information? I'm guessing that more of you than not, and I'm going to admit that I just found out that my street address was wrong. Go figure. We're working here at the center to create a more firm database as we move forward and try to increase our membership information and our communication with everybody. And we do need your help with that. So please, if you could go online and check your information, make sure we have the right contact information. It will help us to get what's going on at Kadampa Center to you a little bit more easily. If you don't like computers, then come and talk to me, and we'll look it up, okay? Because we really would like to be able to share with our members all of the things that are going on. So I need your help with that. You've seen more and more that's going on out in the lobby, and that is a impermanent work in progress. It's part of the practice. So everything's going to be on wheels as we still try to learn. But one of the upcoming things for membership is that we're going to create a concierge area, truly what we really mean by a welcoming area. So it is going to be an area that anybody can come to, whether it's a member or a visitor, find out what's going on at the center, find out how to volunteer for things at the center, make a donation, sign up for different things. So it's truly, when you think of a concierge area, like they have in hotels or museums and things like that, that help me area, you're going to see that coming within the next month. We have a lot of changes going on right now and a lot of changes in our teams. We're going to start seeing more and more requests to grow our teams, whether it's in membership or whether it's in communication. So pay attention to Chukula's lowdown. She'll talk a little bit more about this. But we're going to be looking for more things. Anybody who's got graphic design skills, web skills. If you don't have skills, you can smile and you can greet. So there's always something that you can do. I loved seeing the breakdown that Susan and David did. So start to think about the breakdown of how many hours of volunteer hours that perhaps you could give, as well as helping on a financial basis, because we really need to increase some of those involvement to increase some of our things that we have going on here. I know everybody is wanting to get back to more social events. If you've got ideas for these and are willing to help, there it is. I'm going to challenge you not to come to me with an idea unless you're willing to help with it, because we really want to have all these things, and we've got a phenomenally vibrant center. But that said, we could use a little bit of help. Come see me before anybody else, because I've got things that are, of course, close to my heart. Okay, so if you'd like to be part of the team, whether it's with membership or communications, seriously, there's something anybody can do. Communications. What's going on there? Many of you already know that Barb Baranski, who's been handling communications for many, many years, as well as all of the other things, is moving on to focus more on not only her growing business, but part of the phenomenal work that she's going to talk about later with the Prison Project. So I'm stepping in to work as acting communications coordinator, and I want to make sure that you all know how to connect with the center. We have the website, kadampacenter.org. We have the bulletin board out here that you're going to start to see some changes. Right now, Elise is taking phenomenal advantage with outreach. You'll hear more from her. So we have the bulletin board out there. We have the member board in the back. So if any of you have businesses, you have things that you want to talk to our members about, that's where you can post things. Now, there's some rules to it, so we have to share that space with everybody. Again, there'll be more information, but go peek back there. There's a lot of members who have companies and businesses here and have wonderful offerings. That's how members can communicate with each other right now. We do have what I'm calling an FPMT board back there. You can find out what's going on at some of the other centers. So we might be interested in learning what's going on. There's brochures and posters and things back there. We have our weekly bulletins are both printed as well as emailed out. Okay, so if you need to be on the Yahoo group so that you get those informations from an email. We are going to be looking at doing a different email service pretty soon here. So watch for that. Facebook. How many of you like the Kadampa Center Facebook page? We have over 2,000 likes. Okay, so that is actually one of our most active areas where people find out information. So make sure that you've liked us and go check on that. We have a Meetup page. How many of you are on Meetup? Okay, so there's a Meetup page. You can find out information there. How many of you tweet? We have a Twitter page. We have all of these different ways to communicate, and I know that that a lot of times we're not actually meeting those needs, so we're trying to make sure that we've got online access, we've got print access, and we've got phone access. Okay, call the center if you're trying to figure something out. We want to communicate with you, and you can email me. Again, if you've got ideas or things that you want, we're really trying to open this up. But if you've got those ideas, I want you to put some skin in the game, too. Help, and I'll help you. Okay, that's what we're here to do. Okay, now the fun. Here's the fun. Upcoming events. Robert Thurman. I was in an email with him. Bob. That's so cool. So Robert Thurman is coming September 29th to do an event where he's talking about his new book. All right. We have several ways to get involved with this, not only volunteers, which Chukila is going to talk about, but to come to the actual event. It's going to be at, we're holding it at the UUFR over on Wade Avenue because we're anticipating a very large turnout. The last time he was here, we sold out, so we're getting a larger venue. There will be opportunities to come to that event. There are different pricings on the tickets. It's $12.50 for just the regular ticket. We also have an opportunity for a little bit more generosity going on because that's truly a practice for us. So there's a $50 ticket, which includes your entry price into the event, and then we're going to share the proceeds with Kadampa Center as well as Tibet House. So if you can give a little bit more, then that's where that money's going to go to. We're also going to have a meet and greet before the event, a little bit more exclusive, where you're going to have the chance to have a little bit of an opportunity to visit with him. We'll have hors d'oeuvres and some drinks and stuff before the event from about 6:15, 6 o'clock to 6:45 before the event. And also, watch for this now. We're also going to be putting out an opportunity to have a sit-down dinner with Robert Thurman for 10 special tickets. And the best way that we can do this, because it is very exclusive, is that watch your emails, watch your the website, and we've agreed that we're going to start this and put this out there on Monday night, tomorrow night, at 7 p.m. So sit by your computers, figure it out, because we're trying to figure out the best way that everybody gets this opportunity. Okay? That is going to be an all-inclusive ticket. That means you get to go have this wonderful dinner on Sunday night with 10 people at a wonderful restaurant. I believe, where do we go? Coquette. Okay. Very, very intimate, where you will be sitting down at a table of 10 people and have an opportunity to really visit with Robert Thurman. That will also include a pass to the meet and greet as well as the event. Okay, so watch for more information. We'll get that out there, but that's going to happen tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. You'll have the opportunity, and the first 10 people are going to get that. Like I said, Bob is, I could have died. It was hilarious. I'm just so excited that he's coming. We also have a feng shui master, Venerable Japa Ludrup, will be here in October. He'll be giving a public talk as well as 2 weekend workshops. Okay, that is a phenomenal opportunity. He, too, has been here many, many years ago, and everybody had a wonderful time, and it's one of the reasons that we're bringing him back, and we have the generosity of one of our members that is helping to fund this trip. All of these things are fundraisers for Kadampa Center. That's what's going to help with that $70,000, all right? We also have the Relic Tour. The Maitreya Relic Tour is coming. That's going to be the weekend before Thanksgiving. See more information about that. That's not so much a Kadampa Center fundraiser, but it's a phenomenal experience. One of my first visits here at the center was when that Relic Tour was here before. So if you get the opportunity, please, please take advantage of that. It's very special. And I know I can talk way too much because I get excited, but if you've got any questions afterwards, I'll be around, whether on membership, whether on communications, or whether on the IGC. Thank you.
Thank you, Sandy. Chris Baranski. Media?
Yeah. I'm Chris, and I run that big audio rack back there, which isn't nearly as intimidating as it looks. Make sure that all the speakers are working up in the ceiling, and probably the most important thing we do is try to get all the teachings to as many people as want them. So we record just about everything we can, and get that up online so that if you're a member, you can get to the recordings spot on the website and download whatever you want. And for big teachers, we like to make DVDs, and we're trying to figure out right now how to make those available. But so keep that in mind that we are doing videos of the big teachers, and if you complain about it enough, we'll have those available too. The really big thing that you all can do is just try to think more about making the recordings happen. So if you're here at a small class and you want to learn how to run that incredibly intimidating thing back there, I can teach how to do that, and you can become part of getting the teachings to as many people as possible. I mean, if that's not bodhicitta, I don't know what is. And that's a big reason why I do it, because Venerable Rabina told me once, you know, Chris, it's just amazing the amount of merit you, I'm trying to do this in Australian accent. It's just amazing the amount of merit you get when you get all these teachings to everyone. And so that's what keeps me going. And so just let me know if you want to help out back there, or if you have any problems getting recordings that you need to get, or have ideas about how to make the whole thing better. Okay? Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you, Chris. Elise Strievel, Outreach.
Hi, everybody. I'm Elise Strievel, the Outreach Program Coordinator. And the Outreach Program has two major goals. The first one is to provide members with a way to translate their Dharma that they learn here into action. And the second goal is to respond to requests from community groups to learn more about Buddhism and the Kadampa Center. To meet our first goal, the first thing we do is special collections 3 or 4 times a year, organized by Pat Long over here. Thank you, Pat, for your amazing work. Our last collections of the food drive in July, we collected almost 700 pounds of food for the food bank. That's fabulous. Our next collection will be in November. We'll be collecting diapers and baby wipes. And in February, food for the pet food pantry. But we do have a list on the bulletin board out here. So if you want to know ahead of time what you can start collecting at home for our food, for our drives, please look at that and watch for announcements, of course. The other way we help you put Dharma into action is our affiliation with a Triangle Interfaith Alliance. And this provides us a lot of opportunities to engage in interfaith activities, such as dialogues, like the Amazing Faith's Dinner Dialogue and monthly lunchtime dialogues, prayer vigils. The next one is this afternoon at 4 o'clock at the Community Church of Christ on Dixie Trail, and it's to support the People's March on Climate Change happening in New York. We have service opportunities such as with Habitat for Humanity, joint celebrations. There'll be one in November, Festival of Lights with the United Church of Christ, and other gatherings to support positive values and compassion in the world. October the 4th, there's going to be a March for Values that everybody is welcome to come and participate in. Some information will be coming on that. It's also on our board. So please be sure to check our bulletin board and the Interfaith Alliance website and Facebook page. That's where you'll find all our information. Okay, now to meet the other goal of responding to requests for information about Buddhism, these requests come from groups from other churches and centers, middle and high school and university groups, NC State, Elon, Shaw, Meredith. Some of them are classes and some are interfaith clubs. We go to religions fairs at local colleges. We provide help with diversity training for businesses such as insurance companies and schools. Last year, the year 2013, we met with 17 groups. This year, so far, 2014, 16 groups. So we're really moving along. We are evolving and growing, so please watch the bulletin board and the listserv. I can be reached at outreach@kadampacenter.org, and thank you so much.
Let's see. Jim, are you going to do, you're here representing retail?
Yes.
Okay. Jim Satoris, representing the bookstore and the retail store.
Thanks. I'm Jim Satoris, along with my wife, Sherry. We are the current bookstore managers. Let me get my glasses out here so I can read what I put down. The purpose that we have for the bookstore is to provide essential texts to support the spiritual program activities. These are center-taught classes, the Light of the Path retreat, which is, as you know, off-site. Other activities such as Robert Thurman, visitors, teachers, and those are both off and on-site. We also provide a variety of other Buddhist educational books and books of general Buddhist interest. We provide interest to enhance your practice, such as cushions, prayer flags, holy objects for your altar. On the book center growth, as the center continues to grow, the requirements of the bookstore will continue to grow as well. And in order to support this, we're going to get more formal in our efforts. And we're currently reviewing a point-of-sale computer system, and that will allow us to provide more accurate record keeping in the system, easier checkout, a tighter interface to our new accounting system software, as well as looking down the road is what we can do and give the members the ability to get online, look at book availability in the store, those sorts of things. So those are all things that are becoming, and you'll see those changes. Those little cards you see in the books, the handwritten cards will go away, and we'll become more formal and hopefully provide you more service. From a staffing standpoint, we've got Dan Brooks, who handles our books. And Dan has been doing this now with the Kadampa Center for, I would guess, how long, 18 years or something. And he's a very valuable asset. He understands how to order the books. He understands the differences in the books and makes sure that the books are there for all your programs and classes that you come to. Colleen Mitchell, who's been with us for a while in the bookstore, she's handling our merchandise. You'll see the display issues out there. As we move forward, she'll be looking to provide more enhancements, things like the Kadampa Center sweatshirts that will probably be coming again. So keep an eye on that as she continues to expand that and increase the merchandise area. From a volunteer standpoint, today we have Allie Burke manning the store. Allie's been a longtime volunteer, and we're in the process currently looking for volunteers. One of the most important things is the volunteer coordinator for the bookstore. This involves scheduling of resources and so forth. And the thing that we're trying to look at currently to provide you with more service is scheduled hours for the bookstore, so that when you come to the bookstore to do shopping, you'll know that there's going to be someone there with some knowledge of the books, also the ability to check you out on a timely basis where you don't have to worry about trying to do things on your own, and we'll give you the support you need. So if anybody's interested in expanding or volunteering for the bookstore, just let us know. If you have any questions for us, we can also special order books as well. So thank you.
Let's see. Barb Baranski, you want to come up next? Kadampa Prison Project.
So I'm Barb Baranski. Most of you, or many of you probably know Herb Brooks, who started... Most of you probably know Herb Brooks, who started a prison project over 20 years ago. Herb Cunningham, who started our prison project over 20 years ago, actually. And we started going into the prisons, you know, to teach folks a little bit about meditation and Dharma. And, you know, the reason why we do this is, you know, you think about it. At one of the prisons we go to, Caledonia, the guys live in basically a giant cage that's about 60 by 40 with open showers and open toilets. I mean, just imagine what it's like to live in a place like this. No air conditioning. And they, you know, just the physical conditions. They have bunk beds and all those kinds of things. But, you know, they can't get clothes. They can't get shoes. If they get shoes, they're often used unless their family can pay for them. Christmas time, their family is allowed to order things off of a vendor list. You know, no, nothing personal. Some folks don't get visits at all. We go into the prisons, and a lot of the reason that we go there is to help these folks, you know, deal with the mental conditions. You know, the physical conditions make the mental conditions all that much worse, right, Andre? Yes. So we're trying to help these folks deal with all the stuff that goes on around them. And also our big goal, you know, a lot of these guys are never going to get out or not going to get out for a long, long time, but there are quite a few that are going to get out and be out in the world. And so our thought is we would much rather have folks coming out of prison with a little bit of skill in dealing with anger and dealing with difficult emotions and dealing with some of these things so they don't end up re-offending and back in prison or, you know, bothering the rest of us. So, you know, that's our goal. And we have currently about 15 volunteers that actually go into the prisons. And we go to Caledonia, which is out in Halifax County. It's about an hour and a half away. We go there every week. There's three of us that go there. And we go to Nash, which is about an hour away in Nashville, which is near Rocky Mount. And Andre leads the meditation class on Friday nights, and then I go down there on Tuesdays to teach or to lead a discussion on Buddhism or Buddhist practices. We go to Dillon, which is a youth facility. We go to Lawrenceville, although I think we're tapering that off. Ben White, who you don't see around here much anymore, has been going there for a while. We go to the women's prison down in Troy. Karen Mastriani and Helen Schwartz go down there every week. And we also have some folks going into Pamlico. And the other things that we do, we have pen pals. And just to be clear, I'm representing the Kadampa Center Prison Project, so there's also the Liberation Prison Project, which is an FPMT project, which lives across the street. We have, you know, a working relationship and affiliation, but this project is a Kadampa Center project. So we are, you know, we function on our own. The focus of LPP is more along the lines of correspondence with prisoners and things like that. And ours, we're trying to focus a lot on the actual in-person getting into the prisons, leading these classes, having personal pen pal relationships with folks. Things like that. So if anybody's interested in any of this stuff, you know, I'm looking for committed folks that are willing to work with us for a while, interested in going into the prisons or even becoming a pen pal, which is still a commitment because some of them don't have much communication with folks on the outside. So that would be great. You know, we just finished a class at Caledonia on working with anger. And, you know, some of the responses we got from the guys on the evaluation we did at the end was, you know, things that they would say is, you know, the street volunteers that come to teach this class, other inmates usually don't want to hear what the case managers and prison personnel, because they feel like their hearts are not actually into it. But the people from the outside, it shows that some people out there really care about our mental health and well-being. So we get some really good stuff. And I come away every week feeling really privileged for being there. So if you're interested, let me know.
Thank you, Barb. Joey Gooch, Facilities.
Okay, I'm a newbie here, so when it comes to management group, so please bear with me. There's just one thing that's kind of very important. It is, like Robbie was saying, this is basically a place to support practice. I mean, everything, the grounds, the statues, the tankas, even our sheds, it's basically a place where we can actually support our practice. It's not about a place. Don Brown mentioned one time is that Kadampa Center isn't this building. It's more the people. But the building, the grounds, and so forth allows us to do our practice. So everything here requires a little bit of upkeep because there is impermanence. and also, with new projects coming in, you know, there's a few things that we did this past year. One is the prayer wheels. Actually, before last year, the stupa, that was a project that we've done. There's so many things that need to be done. One is like constant weeding in the garden because every year there's always new weeds coming up. Lawn, we need mowers as well. Flowers, every flower here is to basically be offered to everybody, whether it produces a happy mind, whatever. So plants have been donated pretty much all the time. We're growing plants and so forth. So all these things is to benefit us, whether it be from offering or just giving us a state of mind that gives us a place to practice. So some of the things that we're kind of needing help in is we got a shed, several sheds that are needing cleaning and stuff like that. So we're needing some volunteers for that. The mowing, I said, weeding. We also need people who are interested in cleaning, reorganization, anything dealing with construction work from electrical, plumbing, and roofing, whatever. You know, so if you're interested, please, please, please think about it as a possibility to add into your practice to help other people at this center. Thanks.
Thank you, Joey. Let's see. Christine is one of our part-time employees. She's our bookkeeper.
Okay. Hi, everybody. Excuse me while I tremble. I'm terrible talking in front of everybody. So basically, it used to be Joanna Smith and Sherry Satoris. They were bookkeepers here for many years. And I've been here for exactly a year, as of, I think, September 11th, as our bookkeeper here. All of the accounts receivable and accounts payable, every dime, nickel, penny that come into our center, come in through me to the bank and out again. And so it keeps me busy. I'm here part-time. If anyone ever has any questions about Sustainer, getting signed up for that, that comes in through me. I'll be more than happy to assist. You can reach me at accountant@kadampa-center.org. I'm here part-time, so I'm usually really good about getting back to emails immediately. I've been known to email people at 10 o'clock at night even, so I'm always checking my email. And I'm here on the weekends. I can meet with you in the evenings if that works with your schedule, if you ever have any questions. So basically, beyond taking in all of the accounts and paying all of our bills, another thing that we've been working on is moving our accounting system from the desktop version to an online version, and cleaning up all of the old accounting things that we had and getting everything in tip-top shape. We've had, I'm on the finance committee as well as the management committee, and we have a wonderful treasurer, Faith Klein. She's not here today, but she and our my bookkeeping, she's just more than just my bookkeeping assistant. She is our accounting professional here. Donna Moore has been really helping me get everything together and pull everything into just a wonderful systematic approach. So those are things that we've been working on for the past year, and everything is coming together very swimmingly. So I think that's about it.
Okay, let's see. I was going to leave Venerable Chuki for last. Is there anyone else? I'm trying to remember who. Okay. Well, all these people that you see are just tips of icebergs. They all represent teams and committees and subcommittees and other volunteers. So I'm going to turn the mic over to Venerable Chuki, who is our volunteer coordinator.
Yeah, thanks everyone for your attention, and yeah, really an excellent point that just we are such a volunteer-led organization. I mean, Robbie's not paid all the way down. There's just a very handful, small handful of us that are. So I won't take a lot of time because most people have already covered the gist of it, but I thought people might be interested to know, just a show of hands, how many people think, like, if we talk about different positions, let's say we'll count greeter as one, even though maybe we need 20 greeters, right? So greeter is one, and maybe leading one of a class is two. How many positions do you think we have? Okay. How many people think we got 50? 75, 100, 125, 150. Okay, we have over 150 distinct positions. And then when you think about, you know, and we maybe have 20 greeters, it's a whole lot of people contributing in so many different ways. And I'm really humbled by that amount of time and energy that people give. So it's really something for rejoicing in. And if you have any interest in finding your niche, if something called out to you today, please, please contact those folks. But if you think, well, I'd like to offer service, but it's all a little intimidating, I got a couple options for you. One is you can always email me. I'm support, S-U-P-P-O-R-T, at, and then we all have that same extension, kadampa-center.org, and we can set up a time to meet one-on-one. And I can just learn sort of what you like to do and try to pair you up in this maze of 150 options and see what might fit. They can be anything from the occasional, maybe every couple months you give an hour, to something that's really meaty and it's a couple hours a week and you really want to take the reins on something. So there's a whole host of ways you can give your time. And also, next Sunday following the second teaching in this same time slot, I'm going to have a sort of demystifying volunteer meeting. So I'll go into a lot more details then if anybody wants to come to that. There will be snacks. It's going to be fun. There's going to be a trivia game that we've created. So if you're interested in learning more, come to that. We have tasks large and small. Some are very just much worker bees. You just want to come and do something. Others are you'd really like to take control of some area maybe and, you know, have a little bit of input on some aspect. So all of that's what keeps us going. And we've got a new thing to keep your eye open for. Sometime in the next, I'm hoping in the next month we'll roll this out. We're going to have, following the second teaching on Sundays, someone carrying a board of 10-minute or less tasks. So you can sort of help right on the spot, you know, like clean the women's bathroom or, I don't know, sweep out in front. Whatever it is, it's going to be a bunch of tasks that you can just sort of do right then and there if you'd like to, you know, you're going to be here and you'd like to help contribute. So one of the things that we're doing behind the scenes that y'all might not know about is for anybody who is a volunteer lead, and that means anybody who coordinates other volunteers, we have quarterly, sometimes even more than that, meetings. We're really trying to get better at working with folks because a lot of us haven't had any training in leading. So we're working on some of that from a Dharma point of view. And so we hope to just get better and better as people who are, you know, helping coordinate other volunteers. So that's our goal and that's where we're headed. Does everybody know, a lot of people have talked about the listserv or the Yahoo group. Is there anybody who doesn't know what that means? Yeah, so if you want, I'll explain it to you, and you can get signed up, because it's real important to know how to connect. That's our main way of communicating right now. It's going to change in the future, but right now that's how we're doing it. So as we try to sort of increase our transparency, I've been trying to send out a weekly email on that listserv that I call your weekly volunteer lowdown, and it's got the, you know, hot topics of this job's available, that kind of thing. It's got all the ways you can sign up online using our volunteer spot, which is a online calendar that we have for different things. And when we have jobs that come available, in the past, we just sort of asked whoever would take it and whoever was around. And that worked okay for a while, but we're getting big enough now, we want to be more transparent and let everybody know what's going on, and if they want to throw their hat in, they can be able to. So that's a goal we have. If you want to help with the Robert Thurman event that Sandy was talking about, we'll need a lot of folks to do that. So either see me or shoot me an email, and in the next week we'll be getting all that straight too. So I think I covered it all. I really want to thank everybody for all their presentations, all our volunteers.
Thank you. Anybody else want to come up and talk? Everybody that you've heard talk, I think, will be around for a little while if you want to talk to them one-on-one. Are there any general questions or specific questions people would like to ask before we wind up? Okay. Well, I hope this was informative. Please go up to people one-on-one if you have questions about that area. If you're interested in volunteering in general, talk to Venerable Chuki, and we can just do a brief dedication. Acknowledge all the positive energy that's being created at Kadampa Center. And rejoice that we have so many wonderful volunteers who are taking that energy and using it to bring to fruition the wishes of our teachers, His Holiness the Dalai Lama, Lama Zopa Rinpoche, and Geshe Gelug, and Geshe Sampo, who's now an official FPM teacher. Something else we can rejoice in. And thank you, everyone.